Hello friends, this study is going to be on prayer, something that is extremely essential for our relationship with God. Actually, it's extremely important in all of our relationships, basically. Prayer is, because it's like our lightning rod to God. It's our connection to Him. It's our connection to the Spirit within us. It's how we further our progress in God. As we were growing up, we learned to ask questions. The people who we thought had the answers for us, our teachers, our moms, our dads, whoever, we learn to ask questions. Or even still, we talk to them to know them. We talk to them so that they can know us, basically. Well, that's the way we can think of prayer, is our communication between us and God. But yet, still yet that communication, as we learned in our other study about God speaking, it's actually a two-way street. Prayer is several different things. It can be us glorifying God, you know, praising God, magnifying Him, telling Him what He means to us. Prayer is also something that we reach out to other people, even though we're not around. It's basically like a cell phone touching the spirit of those other people. You know, we can pray for people thousands of miles away from us and have them touched by our words through God. The Holy Spirit links us all together. We build each other up in teaching, in singing, and in prayer. We're going to start off with, we'll start off in Matthew chapter 6, and we'll read from verse 1. Through 15. It's Matthew chapter 6, verse 1 through 16 or 15. Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. So, when you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be honored by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving will be in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, You are not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that they may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words. So do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Pray then in this way: Our Father who is in heaven, Hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. For if you forgive others for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions. Alright, so let's go back up to verse 5. When you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that they may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. This is kind of the basis for pride in us. You know, we want people to see that we are doing good. We want, I don't know what that desire is in us that makes us want to do this. I guess possibly so that they can see us as being holy. You know, so they can see us as having our lives together. To show off that we're serving God. And Father's not pleased by that. You know, that's prideful to Him. That's boasting. Basically, in our works. And we know that it is God who saves us, not anything that we do. So, if anything, we should be humble in our walk with the Lord. We should be humble before other people because we know that we deserve death. And we're only saved, you know, by Him reaching out to us and saving us. So we shouldn't go about blowing our own horn, basically, to Him, because it turns God off. It turns Him away from us. So that's why He tells us to do it in secret. You know, we're not pleasing anybody except for the Father when we do that. It becomes a one-on-one with Him, with nothing else around but us and Him in our heart. And we're comforted in the fact that we'll be rewarded by that. You know, isn't that comforting to know that we can do things in secret and be rewarded by Him openly? It's a turnaround from our other life. You know, where we do things in secret, you know, to hide in shame. But here, we can do things in secret before the Father and have Him pleased with us and reward us for our behavior. So, we'll move on to verse 7. And when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetitions as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words. So do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. You know, and He pulls a rug away from us with that statement, because you know how, I'm sure you've seen how some people pray, you know, they use these flowery words, Thou, O Lord, art great, you know, something, I mean, it's just silly. And also, they'll try to dress up their prayers, basically thinking that the more verbose they are, the better, you know, God will hear them, the speedier God will come to them. But it's not that way. Jesus tells us, God already knows what we need. So it's no use in speaking to Him in that way. There's no use in saying the same things over and over and over again. Okay? That's all we have to do is just come to Him plainly. Speak to Him plainly. God is not deaf. Although there will be scriptures that will point out later on where He will turn away from the prayer of certain people. But we'll get to that later. But God is not deaf. He knows our heart. And we can't trick Him. He sees us the way we are. So we just might as well come to Him in obedience and in a humble spirit. And He'll hear us. And again, we don't have to keep repeating things like God didn't hear us the first time. He hears us. Again, we have to trust that He hears us and just leave it. And let's go on. Verse 9. Pray then in this way. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Basically, the first part of that is we're giving God praise. We're giving His due honor. We're recognizing God as being God and His will as being over all. It's revealing that we want His will to be done on earth as it is in heaven, basically. We're resigning ourselves to that. His will be done above everything else. And it is God, majestic, holy Father, lovely and beautiful. It is He that we're giving praise to in the beginning of this. We're acknowledging that. Give us this day our daily bread. Like I said, He knows our needs before we even ask. We're just acknowledging that it comes from Him. Anything in our lives, any need that we have, comes from Him. So we have to rest in that fact. You know, He created the whole universe. What little thing is it for Him to give us what we need? It's not impossible for Him. He wants to do that. He wants us to depend on Him. That's why He calls us to be humble. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Now that's important, because in order for God to forgive us, we have to forgive other people. That's crucial. You know, that's like a dam in people's lives. Their unforgiveness towards someone who's hurt them, that has come against them, or is basically coming against them at that moment. Them holding on to grudges. Even if they were wrong, you know, or even if they were right in certain situations. You know, it really doesn't matter. We have to let go and we have to forgive because God forgave us our sins. We have to forgive the sins of other people. We have to look past their faults and see them the way God sees us, in loving kindness and compassion and in mercy. That's when the power of God flows to us. That's when the power of God flows to our prayers. That is when we have a live connection with God. Is when we're not holding on to anything, any unforgiveness. We're open, hands open to Him to receive and to give. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And this is something I know that we don't need to ask God or tell God to not to tempt us. He knows that we're weak. Again, this is just acknowledging our weakness and our need for Him to deliver us. He is our deliverer. He is our king. He is our army. We depend on him to go before us, to conquer, to bring us the victory. Again, he knows that we're weak. So basically, here Jesus Christ gives us basically a formula for our prayers. You know, this isn't something that we recite over and over again, remember, in repetitions. We don't do that. This is just a guideline that we use to speak to God. In various ways, in various instances, we use parts of this prayer to come to God. And he will hear us. We're his children. He loves us. So again, we just have to trust that he will act for us. We'll pick this up in the next lesson. God bless you today.